Lakin, I can go no further, sir. My old bones ache. Here's a maze trod indeed through forthrights and meanders. By your patience, then, I needs must rest me.
Oh, Lord, I cannot blame thee who am myself attached with weariness to the dulling of my spirits. Sit down and rest.
Oh.
Even here I will put off my hope and keep it no longer for my flatterer. He is drowned whom thus we stray to find, and the sea mocks our frustrate search on land. Well, let him go.
I'm right glad that he's so out of hope. Do not for one repulse forego the purpose that you resolve to fix.
Next advantage will we take truly.
Let it be tonight. For now they are oppressed with travel. They will not, nor cannot use such vigilance as when they are fresh.
I say tonight.
So please your lord satisfy your hunger.
My good friends, hark!
Marvelous sweet music!
My lord, this beast would seem to fly from him in itself.
Give us time, keep us, heaven!
What were these?
A living brewery! Now I will believe that there are unicorns, that in Arabia there is one tree, the phoenix strong, one phoenix at this hour reigning there.
Well, I'll believe both. And what does else want credit, come to me and I'll be sworn 'tis true. Travelers ne'er did lie, though fools at home condemn them.
If in Naples I should report this now, would they believe me if I should say I saw such islanders? For certes, these are peoples of the island, who, though they are of monstrous shape, yet note, their manners are more gentle, kind, than of our human generation. You shall find many, nay, almost any.
Honest Lord, thou hast said well. Some of you there present are worse than devils.
I cannot too much muse such shapes, such gesture, and such sound, expressing, although they want the use of tongue, a kind of excellent dumb discourse.
Praise in departing.
They vanished strangely.
No matter, since they have left their viands behind, for we have stomachs.
Will please you taste of what is here?
Not I.
Faith, sir, you need not fear. When we were boys, who would believe that there were mountaineers dew-lapped like bulls, whose throats had hanging at them wallets of flesh, or that there were such men whose heads stood in their breasts, which now we find each putter out of five for one will bring us good one and all.
I will stand to and feed, although my last, no matter, since I feel the best is past. Brother, my lord the duke, stand to and do as we.
Alonso, Antonio, Sebastian, you are three men of sin, whom destiny that hath to instrument this lower world and what is in't, the never surfeited sea hath caused to belch up you. And on this island where man doth not inhabit, you amongst men being most unfit to live, I have made you mad. And even with such like valor, men hang and drown their proper selves. You fools! I and my fellows are ministers of fate. The elements of whom your swords are tempered may as well wound the loud wind, or with bemocked at stabs kill the still closing waters as diminish one dowel that's in my plume. My fellow ministers are like invulnerable. If you could hurt, your swords are now too massy for your strength and will not be uplifted. But remember, for that's my business to you, that you three from Milan did supplant good Prospero, exposed unto the sea which hath requited him and his innocent child, for which foul deed the powers, delaying, not forgetting, have incensed the seas and shores, Yea, all the creatures against your peace. Thee of thy son, Alonso, they have bereft. And do pronounce by me lingering perdition, worse than any death can be at once, shall step by step attend you and your way, whose wrath to guard you from, here in this most desolate isle else falls upon your head, is nothing but heart sorrow and a clear life ensuing.
Bravely the figure of this harpy hast thou performed, my Ariel. A grace it had, devouring. Of my instruction hast thou nothing bated in what thou hast to say. So with good life and observation strange, my meaner ministers there several kinds have done. My high charms work. These mine enemies are all knit up in their distractions. Now are in my power. And in these fits I leave them while I visit young Ferdinand, who they suppose is drowned, and his and mine love to die.
In the name of something holy, sir, why stand you in this strange stare?
Oh, it is monstrous, monstrous. Methought the billow spoke and told me of it. The winds did sing it to me, and the thunder, that deep and dreadful organ pipe, pronounced the name of Prosper.
My lord, Prosper.
It did face my trespass. Therefore my son in the ooze is buried, and I'll seek him deeper than air plummet shouting in heaven in my
But one fiend at a time! Fight their legions
all! I'll be thy second!
All three of them are desperate. Their great guilt, like poison given to work a great time after, now begins to bite the spirits. I do beseech you, that are of suppler joints, follow them swiftly and hinder them from what this ecstasy may now provoke them to.
Follow, I pray you.